Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Oh, God. Matt, you're an asshole.
You're an asshole.
People have been saying that.
Why am I an asshole? That's right.
No,
you can't
honestly,
think of anything.
Some comments have said you're an asshole.
I mean, I get that.
It's because you guys like rag on each other, which is funny, yeah. And it's our friendship.
Yes, totally. And we're in a safe space when we do this podcast.
It's not like there's tension. It's like
I've been waiting for this episode.
I wrote a bunch of stuff about Matt.
He's like, am I the asshole for recording a podcast with my friend who rags on me?
Who called me homeless because I carried a trash bag full of
It's not even
clothes.
A trash bag. It's a
grocery bag.
It's just like a Ralph's plastic bag.
You like my opinions, though.
I do.
Don't you?
I do.
Sometimes Mike genuinely wants
I always
to know
want his opinions.
What I'm thinking.
I want everyone's opinions. Yeah. All the time.
About like what?
Anything.
If you're unsolicited
like,
opinions?
Yeah, like if you're like, oh, that haircut, not great. I'd be like, okay, noted.
Don't insult a haircut.
One time I gave my ID to a bouncer, and in my ID, I'm clean shaven, and he looks at the ID, he looks at me, and he goes, the beard was a good choice.
Okay.
And I was like, all right,
that's
respect.
That's a nice opinion.
Yeah.
I'd be like, where is your manager? Do not insult my facial hair.
You pull out your phone. What did you say?
Yeah.
I am kind of with you.
You want to know what if you have food in your teeth, like,
oh, well, that's
100%, yeah.
But like of everything.
A worker the other day, I just brushed my teeth and I went somewhere to like go order something.
Wait, you brushed your teeth?
Yes, I brushed my teeth.
Thank God. I just
good grief, guys.
What time?
when my mom met Matt, she asked if she could ask Matt if he brushed his teeth today before she met him because she saw the episode.
It was like such a funny icebreaker. I was like so excited to meet you. I was like, did you brush your teeth? But I had toothpaste on my mouth, and this woman was like, you have something.
That's always nice.
By the way, yeah, but like, I was about to order something, and immediately I wanted to be like, well, I'm walking away now. Like, I don't want to.
But I think if someone came up to me and were like, those shoes are kind of, I don't really like those shoes. I'd be like, well, I did not need to know that.
Oh, interesting.
Because I like them.
But what if someone asked you, they're like, do you like my shoes?
Yeah, then that's fine. But I don't like the unsolicited negative. Okay. But I do like an unsolicited positive.
That's why we were so shocked, because the unsolicited positive from you is
rare.
Few and far in between.
Aaron, what is this? I'm not like that.
I know. We're just kidding.
I just have
this
my
This is
opinions.
A safe space.
So am I the asshole? Do you think most people know about this subreddit on Reddit? Am I the asshole?
I think it's pretty big.
Someone should explain it, though.
So this is something you two do on your podcast
a lot. So our podcast, Only Friends, is a podcast that Aaron and I do.
Delete that.
Wait, you guys do a different podcast?
Sorry, I meant to tell you.
Can I talk to you outside for a second?
Aaron and I do a podcast called Only Friends, and at the end, we each bring in an Am I the Asshole from Reddit, and it's basically somebody submitting a situation that they're in, asking an opinion of Redditors if they think that they're the asshole for whatever the situation is. So, for an example, we did one about a lady wrote in, and she wrote, this was actually on her Patreon, so she emailed us this, and she was like, I put this on Reddit, and I was called out, like, everyone called me an asshole.
Destroyed.
I literally deleted my post because I was destroyed on Reddit.
Ooh.
And basically what happened was...
She deleted her account.
Yeah, her whole account and everything. I don't know if it was, like, a throwaway account. I'm not really sure what the vibe was. So we were like, oh, this must be pretty bad. And because usually Reddit is spot on. Like, usually it's pretty...
Yeah,
their opinions are pretty.
It's pretty
spot
clear
on.
If you're the bad person or
there's
you're the
good
person.
There's some good ethics, like on Reddit, or like the majority rules is like, I don't know, leads usually
in the right,
like to
what you're
a morally right like, place. Yes.
So she said her and her husband are like obsessed with going to concerts. They went to like 50 concerts last year, and they went to Elton John, and they were sitting in the back, like very back, right, like seated, and they were
where was it, like Madison Square Garden or something?
Okay.
Like, think a venue like that. Huge venue.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, and they, again,
have the worst tickets.
Yeah. Love concerts. It's their thing, whatever. And they were standing, dancing, having a good time, and the people behind them kept telling them to sit down.
But also, as a note, Elton John, there were signs up that were like, everyone get up and dance.
Yes.
Yeah, this is probably his farewell tour, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So wait, what's the question?
And so the question was, they wouldn't sit down. And she goes, am I the asshole for not sitting down because people behind me wanted us to sit down.
Like trying to fight with them.
Were the
like,
people in front of them standing up too? Like, was everyone standing?
Like, she was just like,
to me, it doesn't matter in this situation.
Irrelevant.
But what do you guys think?
If you're in a concert, I think it's like kind of fair game to be standing up for the whole time.
Yep, that's what me and Aaron said.
But
yeah,
I did.
What is this? The opera?
Well, I did see. Yeah. I did see a TikTok though recently where there was like everyone was seated in a theater and it was like a theater performance, and there was one woman like just standing up the whole time, like dancing to herself, and that's kind of a dick move. But I think in this instance,
A theater performance?
Yeah, it was like a sit down. I can't remember what it was, but everyone was like seated in a theater.
Okay.
And this woman was like clearly standing up, like blocking the views of a lot of people. And like, I think that's an asshole move. But these people, you're in a stadium, like it's an Elton John show. You're dancing. What's the problem?
Yeah.
As a tall person, I've dealt with this like a lot in some venues where I've had some people be like, hey, I can't see. Because I'm tall, and I'm like,
hey, not my
okay,
fucking problem.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, I can understand if I've been in, like, if I've just walked up to something and I'm intentionally blocking someone. Sure. Like, I'm always trying to, like, make sure that, like, I'm not directly
positioning
myself.
I hate tall people
at
concerts. I'm just like, hey, get behind me.
Dude, it is the best being tall. I gotta say. Sometimes I love when I'm tall, just going, what is everyone else's viewpoint? And I get lower and I'm like, oh man, this stinks.
It's just like you never have a bad seat.
Yeah. Really. Yeah, no.
But even for me, if I was in the back and you were in front of me, I'd be like, well, this is just my seat. I wouldn't be like, you need to sit down.
No, 100%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you're in a seated thing, just stand up. Everyone's standing up at a concert.
Yeah.
But this girl had to delete her Reddit account because people said, you're an asshole for standing up.
Yeah. And then so many people were commenting after we talked about it because we were like, we don't understand. Like, this seems so normal. She's not the asshole.
Like,
she's
there
just
to have
standing.
Stand
you're
up.
At a concert, whatever. And so many people were like, no.
Like, if someone asks you to sit down,
she
you should sit down.
No way.
I know. And for us, we were like, we would be the people sitting down, but we would never say anything to people
I'm
standing
full
up.
Sitting down at a concert.
You can if you have a seat, but you can definitely also stand
and
up.
And if someone was standing, I'd be like, good for them.
But
if
like the person in front of me stood up, I'd be like, okay, I guess I'll just stand.
Who knows the words more? What?
What do you mean?
The girl standing or the people
like,
sitting?
Like, sometimes I get frustrated where if someone's like, oh, you need to sit down. It's like, you don't even know the music. I do. I paid for the ticket. I'm the bigger fan.
Well, how do you know that?
I can tell. Sometimes. And some people are at a concert and they don't know the tunes and they're just there to be there.
You don't care if you're in front of them?
I don't care either way.
It's just like, I go, it's like, look, it's Elton John's last tour. You paid the money. And you're all the way, they're already in the back.
Yeah.
Tough titties.
She was like, we have like the worst seats.
Get up and dance. Unless the person was handicapped.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Severely elderly.
Yeah. Then I would literally just be like, okay, so I'll switch seats with me.
Yeah. Don't pick a fight with strangers either.
Or like communicate that. Be like, I'm so old. Or like, I have no legs.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I am so old. Please switch.
Yeah. I'd just be like, oh my God, let's switch seats.
Yeah. And this girl has our support.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
But that's an example.
So we all individually went on the subreddit and we picked, three or four of our favorite Am I the Asshole questions that we've prepared, and we're going to share them and dish out.
Yeah,
are we
really
the
proud
asshole?
Of you for being prepared today.
Oh, thanks, Aaron. They thought I was really going to just wing this. But I wanted to bring some quality.
Like, there was a man.
Just reading nothing.
Do you want me to
start?
You
can start it off.
Okay.
As our resident asshole, you can start it off.
I even saved them on my Reddit app.
You can save on Reddit app?
Oh. You didn't know that.
No, I always just screenshot
crown
them.
From the queen.
But I also don't like to use Reddit when we do our podcast. I'm like, what if the internet's fucked up
or it gets deleted?
Screenshot. I always screenshot them.
Okay, am I the asshole for calling my sister tacky?
Matt, is this your
also?
Your
by
post?
The way, Matt said he searched keywords of topics that like relate to him.
Did you search tacky?
Yeah. I did. Well, you guys called me about that person who hung up wedding photos in their house and that being tacky, and you guys asked for my opinion. Yeah, so yeah. I was like, subscribe, I wonder if I can find any other good ones. Okay. I, a female who's 23 years old, has a twin sister named Casey, who's female 23. Casey is getting married in March 2023 and is having a really extravagant indoor wedding at a fancy hotel. I'm happy for Casey, but I think her plans for the wedding are extremely tacky, and I'm going to explain why. Casey posted on social media that she expects all guests to pay $70 entrance fee and wrote it's because of the wedding costs. She's already been posting the wedding gift list all over social media as well, ignoring that her wedding isn't even until March. All the gifts are ridiculously expensive. Designer clothes for her and her future husband, high-end home appliances. I even saw, I kid you not, a $3,000 86-inch plasma TV on their wish list. If you ask me, this is a whole other level of tacky. I'm sure there's worse on this subreddit, but still. When Casey posted a GoFundMe page to help pay for their honeymoon, everyone in the family has been talking about Casey behind her back, and they're saying they're just not going to attend, even though they told Casey they would, which is kind of harsh. I called Casey. I tried to be as nice as possible about it at first. Is there a nice way to say you're being as tacky as hell? Stop it. So I told Casey that her post on social media and asking guests for money could be taken as insulting, and told her that she needs to think about these things, otherwise she might drive people away. Casey got mad and went on and on about how she deserves to have her dream wedding and she's not asking for much. I didn't have much patience, but I just flat out told my sister that she's being really fucking tacky and that a lot of people won't attend her wedding if she keeps acting entitled. She hung up and has blocked me on everything. One of our other siblings told me that she's been making passive aggressive posts, and they're obviously about me. Our parents think I should have kept it to myself, and I've caused drama for no reason, since Casey isn't going to stop.
So she's having people pay $70.
Yes.
For... like they're paying
to go to the wedding.
Yes.
And then also a huge GoFundMe for the honeymoon.
I find that no different than when you have like your wedding website and it's like contribute to our honeymoon fund.
Okay.
To me, that's like hand in hand. I feel like she should have just done that rather than a GoFundMe.
Should have been a GoFundMe. I think the GoFundMe is for like surgeries and
Well, that's the operative word. That is tacky. Like, tacky. It's tacky. Yes. Is she the asshole for saying it's tacky? No, I think that's a fact. If you put a GoFundMe instead of like a nice classy like wedding registry website.
I know, it just feels like she doesn't have like. Like, she's probably just tacky in general, not just when it comes to the wedding.
You know what a key piece of information is that in this? I think, one, it's your sister and your twin sister.
Right.
Who's a reflection of you.
Not necessarily.
Like, if this was your girlfriend or, like, a friend you knew, maybe keep your opinion to yourself kind of a thing. But if my brother was doing something tacky and I had a twin brother, I'd be like, yo, this is tacky as hell. Like,
if he put a GoFundMe up?
Yes. Like, I'd be like, what are you doing, bud?
Yeah, GoFundMe is not for... It's just not like attractive.
It's not the vibe.
It's not elegant.
I feel like she needs someone to help her.
Yeah.
Like playing devil's advocate here, I feel like she is not getting like any guidance on how to do things in the right way. And I feel like her sister maybe could have done like a nicer route rather than just be like, you're fucking tacky. She could have been like, hey, why don't we try this and like help her?
That's a good point.
As opposed to just be like, bitch,
ew, you're
what
tacky.
The fuck are you doing? Because it's like, who allowed her in the first place to be posting all on Facebook being like, you have to pay an entrance fee?
Yeah, it's giving who's I got a party bus and
no
everyone has a chip in.
Like, no one's helping her.
Like, it's your wedding. And you can't make people pay for it.
Yeah, it makes me feel really sad. Like, I feel sad for this person.
I think she's being tacky. But who knows, maybe she is experienced and like, knows how weddings work, but is like, whatever. All the designer clothes on the registry and everything.
Your
like,
designer
oh
to
clothes.
Me, that's kind of like funny. You put like, I put like a vacuum on mine.
Vacuums are so normal to go on a wedding registry.
That's like, an $800 vacuum.
Yeah, that's very normal.
Yeah, no, I think it is tacky to put clothes. You're right.
Like oh, Chanel, give me these Balenciaga shoes. Like, absolutely not.
Clothes on your wedding registry.
Like, I don't know. I think it's kind of funny because she's like, okay, well, like, I have a really rich aunt. But maybe she'll buy this.
It's funny, but she's not doing it to be funny. She's doing it. She's insane.
If I saw it, I'd be like, huh? Yeah. But I would think if I was getting married, like, this would be hilarious if I put on like Prada bags.
100%. I don't know.
So this girl's, I would say she is kind of an asshole for not helping, right? Like what you said is very accurate. Just saying, hey, you're tacky.
you're tacky and I hate you.
Yeah, like that's not a good.
I don't think she's the asshole. Her sister's the asshole.
No, her sister's tacky.
And but also you're an asshole for charging people to go to your wedding.
Maybe you don't know people's financial situations. You don't know like.
I would love to see like her post in the way it was worded.
Oh, me
like,
too.
Well, she's already a type of a gal who's making a passive aggressive comments on Facebook after her sister called her out. Sounds like a crazy person.
Well, I think she's probably just hurt. I think she did that out of hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she was like, oh, my sister called me tacky. But yeah, no, that is like terrible. Although I just like this whole situation is just giving like ill-prepared.
Yes.
And
poor communication
not knowledgeable
skills.
About weddings.
Yeah, and just, yeah, not, not communicating.
My takeaway from this is the sister could potentially be the asshole for handling the situation in the way she did, as opposed to approaching her tacky sister in a way that was more like loving and helpful.
Yeah, I agree, Erin. That's a good take.
However, the sister
she's not wrong.
Is also an asshole for charging people to go to her wedding. Okay. Yeah.
That was, right. That was a good
might
first
one. Might not be
one.
Intentional. So, I think the thing is it's unintentional.
That was the first one I found.
That was good. Yeah. I like right. That you did a Who's search next? For tacky. Erin?
We just go in a circle.
Or do we? Yeah, go in a circle and then we do it again.
Okay.
Let's cover a lot. Okay.
Am I the asshole for refusing to see my parents' new baby as my sibling? I, 17 female, am the second youngest, if you don't count this new baby. My siblings are 29, 25, 20, and 15. My parents are still together, but we decided to see other people. My mother started dating someone, but they only lasted a few months, and we only met him once. My dad started dating Kayla, 23, a year ago, and she recently moved in.
Oh, God.
My mother and dad absolutely love Kayla, so my siblings, apart from my eldest sibling, who's indifferent. So do my siblings, apart from my eldest sibling, who's indifferent. My parents have always wanted me and Kayla to bond in a way that we don't have. She does with my youngest sibling, but she doesn't attempt with me, thankfully. Like one time I overheard mom saying she wishes I'd call Kayla mom, and Kayla actually said that I shouldn't. Whenever mom and dad push Kayla to bond with me, she'll actually take a step back. She's okay, but she's not family. She recently told us she's pregnant. I was talking to my friends and they asked if I was excited to have a new baby sibling. I said, this baby isn't my sibling, and as soon as I move out, I won't have a thing to do with Kayla or the baby. Kayla overheard because she started crying about how while she doesn't want to be my mom, her baby is my sibling and she does so much for me. She gives me an allowance. My parents don't. $60 a week. She drives me to my after school activities and tidies my room. I said I never asked for any of that, that at minimum she's acting as a step parent and she's always the one saying I'm not obligated to see her as family. My dad overheard and said, I can't resent an unborn child. Him and mom have been acting as normal, but things are weird and Kayla won't drive me to see my friends anymore.
I mean, I think you can act however you want when the situation is happening to you.
That is, do I have this right? The parents are together and the dad is now with a 23-year-old girl.
Correct.
In the house and knocked her up they're still married?
Yes.
How old is this main girl who's posting
17.
This?
I mean, of course you're going to have those
this
thoughts.
This is absolutely insane. This is like a cult.
I know.
I would These also are... be like, I don't want... I mean, obviously,
this
opinions
person needs
can
to call
change.
The police.
But the baby has half your blood in
it's
it, right?
It's a half sibling. It's a step sibling.
Technically is, yes.
Half sibling.
Yeah. Still,
sounds you're... like a good plot to like some movie. I don't know.
How
like,
old how
it's
old
how
is the
you're
oldest sibling
it.
In this family?
29.
So the dad is dating... someone younger than
two
one
of the
of their
children
kids.
Are older than 29 that's, and 25.
I think that's a classic, like,
but it's also so weird that
the mom is just down with this.
Yeah,
I to don't each know. Their I own. Do I do think she's kind of the asshole.
I agree. The 17 year old,
yeah,
it's, absolutely not.
I don't think so either.
This is a psychotic,
traumatic.
Yeah, abusive situation to be in, dude. That's not normal.
Huh?
You're being forced to just like have a new mom that's young. Dude, this is weird.
So I know. Yes, that sucks. But like you're being then, I think, a little selfish
this
in the situation.
17.
Yes, but also you're having this new half sister come into your life. I'm sorry. You can choose to be an aunt or not to the baby. I think that baby deserves to have a fun aunt. Yeah, the circumstances.
No, sister,
stuck,
sister, not aunt,
or
but
sister.
Whatever. Yeah,
you'll be a fun half sister to it.
Just because
you don't like it and it sucked for you, I'm sorry. It's out of
this
your control.
This girl's 17. Clearly her parents are fucking crazy. If the mom is letting a 23-year-old girl move into the house and gets pregnant from the dad while they're still together. This family dynamic, if it works for them, great. But like, it doesn't work for this girl who's 17. If your family sucks, you have every right to leave.
No, I don't think that's what's making her the asshole, is wanting to leave. I think the fact that she's denying that this child is now like related to her is really just like not.
Yeah,
right.
I think that's like she's.
I think she's just like pissed right now.
Yeah, she's
I feel
teenager.
Like she's a teen. I yeah. totally get that.
Yeah, is I think she... that she'll probably change her mind once it starts. She could just. It's probably just a stage of shock and just like, what granted, the fuck? And I feel like that's normal.
And it sucks when you are at that age and you suddenly have a baby comes into your life right when you want to be focused on yeah. your like.
Looking forward
soon to be
ahead.
Adulthood and stuff yeah. and then you're having to help out with a baby.
Who is this guy? Can we talk to him? I want to know how
are they
he's
British because it was yes. the mum part.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they're British. Definitely in Europe because it was in euro. Oh. The money, the $60.
But like how are they, who is this guy? How is he pulling this off? Hey honey, I know you've been married for 40 years and two of our daughters are over the age of 23, but I met someone.
They either must have a lot of money or no money at all.
I know.
No in between.
Yeah.
This is that's in God, that is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think that but, she's not quite an adult yet. So she's
no,
just
it's
like
giving teen.
Yeah. She's just like, what the fuck is this? And I don't think it makes her an asshole. In my opinion, I think it's just like.
It's I think she's very valid in feeling this way.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. You'd be like, no, that's your daughter and that's your sister. Like you would be yelling at this girl.
I don't know. I just feel like when it comes to just like...
Like if this girl walked into the room right now, what would you say to her?
She's your sister.
She's your sister. Well, the thing is like the baby ain't going to remember this part. But like when you're like two or... the baby's like two or three and is trying to understand its own life and you're refusing to, I guess, be a part of it because you're so upset about what your dad and this woman are... You're so upset about that. Yeah, I think you're the asshole.
It's like, don't take it out on the baby. Take it out on the adults.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I hope that she changes her mind is my...
Yeah.
Like, my opinion is that she is on an asshole, but I'm hoping that she'll come around to
she
it.
She should start dating a guy that's older than the dad. Bring him around.
Yeah.
And just see how he likes this.
Well, she is 17. I don't know yeah. if she can do that.
I also feel bad for, yeah. like, the stepmom figure because she's, like, so nice to her and, like, gives her all this money.
$60 a week? That's, like, yeah. a crazy allowance. I think I got, like, $1 a week.
Also, it seems like she's, like, really trying.
And this 23-year-old moving into a house with a married couple is insane.
To each their own.
Yeah.
To me, this is, I don't know. These family dynamics sound a little.
Look, I watch a lot of TLC. This definitely happens.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's like open couples,
good
sister
Lord.
Wives. I mean, the list yeah. goes on. 1,000-pound sisters. Just saying. New season just came out. So.
Okay. All right.
Mike.
Okay. Let's pull it up.
Let's get her done.
Okay. Am I the asshole for leaving a fake positive pregnancy test in the bedroom to catch my husband's mom snooping on us? My mother-in-law moved in with us a month ago. I began to notice my stuff in my bedroom was being touched, furniture rearranged, stuff moved, etc. I felt like I was going crazy because my husband is the only one who has access to the bedroom and he usually doesn't touch or come near my things. I figured it must be his mom walking in and snooping on my personal things. I told my husband and he said his mom would never. I had a huge hunch, but I couldn't install a camera in the room to catch her in the act. So I got one of those fake positive pregnancy tests, threw it in the bedroom's trash can, and then a note that the trash can was placed in a corner near the closet. The next day after I got to work, I got a ton of calls and texts from my in-laws congratulating me for my pregnancy. Oh. My husband came over to my workplace and was all worked up about why, since I was pregnant, why I didn't tell him. I asked how he found out, and he said that his mom found the positive test in the trash can bedroom. I asked if his answer is just... Oh, that doesn't make sense. His answer is just confirmation that she had been snooping all along. He had a realization moment, but demanded that we stick to the bigger issue. And I said there was no bigger issue because the positive test was fake, and this whole thing was done to expose my mother-in-law's snooping. He was not convinced. He actually had me take an actual pregnancy test right in front of him, and he was livid, asking how I could lie about such a thing and break his mom's heart, since I know very well she wants to be a grandmother. I got a lot of shit from him and his mom, and my family now calls me a liar and manipulator.
Oh, my God. No, the mom
she's
is
not
an idiot.
Not an asshole.
This girl doesn't sound very smart. About what I think. Like, if you wanted to catch, okay, smart move on the pregnancy test, but yeah, putting it in the trash can, she's gonna find it. It
would have been better. What do you mean? That's... You expect someone to be snooping in
through
a
your trash can?
I know, but it's
in
like
their
but it's a trash kind of thing. Like, put it. She should have put it like in her like a sock drawer or something like that, somewhere where it's like an obvious snoop. Like, haha. Like the trash
can
thing.
Snooping for your trash can in your bedroom.
It's at her parents' house, right? She's at her parents' house.
Her and her husband's bedroom, and she
she felt like she was going through.
No. It's like they live in a house together.
Yeah.
And then the mom comes over and snoops in her room,
which is
and goes through the trash can.
Just like
through everything. The mom sees the pregnancy test and then decides to go tell everybody.
Exactly. Yes. That's like double the asshole.
Yeah.
Is like telling everyone without asking her or her consent. Like, a lot of people do have pregnancy tests and they don't want to tell anyone for a while.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
That's so fucked up.
Do you think this whole pregnancy is, she could have done something else instead of a pregnancy test in this situation?
No, like, I think this is a perfect example to because it sounds like the guy seems to also be in this delusional state of like, well, how could you disrespect my mom? And like, you know,
she
wants
disrespected
grandkids.
Us, like, yeah, after our stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in full support of this woman. But
me too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the mom's an asshole.
I'm in support.
And the husband's an asshole for then, like, turning it back around on the wife, being like, how could you do this? When she already clearly expressed to you that she was feeling uncomfortable, that your mom was going through their bedroom, and you still sided with the mom instead of, like, respecting your wife's wishes.
I think it'd be funnier if she got, like, one of those.
She kind of created drama when, like, it didn't need to be. And I think something could have been, like, a little bit more
calculated. She could have confronted her and said, hey, are you going through my stuff?
Something a little bit more humiliating.
A camera.
Because now, like, everyone's all abuzz about this pregnancy that wasn't real. And it was because you put the trash can. Like,
no,
like,
do
that
not
sounds
shift
like
the blame to this woman.
Yeah.
No, I know. But, like, then everyone's going to be like, so what happened to the pregnancy? Well, did you hear? She put a fake one in because she wanted to catch Deborah going through their trash.
That's iconic.
Oh, can you believe that? Now you created.
And then everyone's gonna be like, why the fuck was she going through the trash? What a weirdo.
And also, what, imagine like she was pregnant at one time but lost the baby and threw it away, and the mom's telling everyone that she's like, that's so fucked. I feel like you cannot
do you
snoop
through
like
people's
that
trash? Is that why you're so
embarrassed? No.
Trash snooping.
If I wanted to catch somebody in a lie, I would want it to be something.
I would put one of those like exploding ink things inside the trash can. She's just covered in blue ink, and I was like, "What the hell?"
Something a little bit more humiliating on their end. It's just the lie. I just would want to keep it contained between me and that person, and I know that you lied.
It should have been contained.
All of these people.
It should have been contained.
Yeah,
Matt.
But the mom's the one who went and told all
the
people.
Yes, this is only the mom's fault. The mom sucks. If she didn't have a big mouth and a snoopy disposition.
Yes, but that's such hot gossip that you've created around everybody. It's your in-law. You're going to have to deal with this person for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
and
but
you
she's
did
already
something.
Dealing
she already sucks.
With it.
Yeah. This girl already goes into a room and is like, who moved my shoes? And who moved my notebook? And who moved
who's going through my sock drawer?
Yeah, or my checkbook. Like,
I guess it's the aspect of the fake pregnancy. I'm saying that.
So what would be a better way to do it?
I don't
it?
Know. If I was like a novelist, I could think of like something really, really good. I just think some better plot.
That's what's holding you back.
Instead of
about
a
novelist
pregnancy, I don't know. It's just I'm thinking about it as a
story. I know.
Like, there's something good here. I just would not make it a pregnancy test and something
else. I feel like
else.
She had to make it that extreme because, like, what other information would get back to other people that if it wasn't like big news?
I think it's brilliant. I truly think it's like the best thing she could have done. It's such a good idea.
Yeah, I don't
idea.
Think there's anything wrong.
It's something
with
that
am
is
I
for
the
sure.
Asshole for having this opinion?
No.
But like, it's such a specific piece of news that makes it so clear that you are so in the wrong.
Yeah.
Not just for going through the trash, but then clearly this woman makes business out of other people's business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not cool. Don't share other people's news as if it's your own. And that's a great way to prove to this
husband. Because what if it
husband,
had been real? I know you're big into the like, it could have been something else, like do something different. But what if in this situation, she had taken a pregnancy test and then threw it in the trash can and the mother-in-law found it and then went and shared this news with everyone?
I kind of followed that. Say that one more time. Sorry.
Like,
sorry.
I'm saying
what
like,
if it was a real pregnancy?
Yeah. Like what if it was real and then
that's
the mother-in-law
not cool.
did the same thing? It's like, I feel like at some point it would get to be that.
Oh, good point, Aaron.
Yeah. And then she'd be like, well, I don't want people to know yet. You know,
or like, what if she took a pregnancy test and she wasn't pregnant and she like went around telling people like that's their trash can, their personal property. Keep your fucking dirty mother-in-law paws off of it.
Yeah. Nasty fingies off.
I'm with it. Okay. Matt is the asshole.
That's my opinion.
Disappointed. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's my opinion. Okay. Am I the asshole for not being quiet when my roommate is sleeping?
Yes, you are.
Well, we'll get to it.
Okay.
I, 20 male, live with one roommate, 18 male, in a two-bedroom apartment. Okay, two bedrooms, they each have their own room.
Gotcha. Bunk beds.
Because I was like, is it a dorm? Because dorms are tricky.
Yeah, dorms are tough.
I originally planned on rooming with someone I actually knew. Unfortunately, those plans fell through, and I was assigned a random roommate this semester. During the first week, everything seemed fine since both of us went to bed around the same time. After the first week of classes, I discovered we both have drastically different sleep schedules. I go to sleep around midnight or 1 a.m. and wake up around 6:30, 7 a.m.
Not enough sleep.
Yeah, not enough sleep. That's like official on six, 5
Maybe
hours.
You're just exhausted, right? Yeah. My roommate usually comes home around 2 a.m. and doesn't wake up until 11 a.m. or noon.
Okay.
I tried to wake up early in the morning to get a productive start to my day. I'm able to make breakfast and perform most of my morning routine with no complaints. However, when I began working on my schoolwork this morning, my roommate complained because the noise from my keyboard kept waking him up. I have tried doing quieter tasks until later in the morning.
Okay.
Around 10 a.m. I feel that 10 a.m. is a pretty reasonable time to wake up. If he wants to sleep in later, he should invest in earplugs. Am I the asshole for not being quiet when my roommate is sleeping?
No.
Over a keyboard? Yeah,
Right? I'm like, because when I read that, I was like, do they live in a dorm? Because then I could understand, like, clickety-clack.
Yeah, but, like, also wake up.
Yeah,
like,
but they're, like,
what time does the roommate go to sleep?
2 a.m.
2 a.m., 11 a.m. Yeah, but he's, I'm trying to come up.
They're just teens. Like, I did that in college. I'd wake up. But I would take it upon myself to, like, have a fan and, like, not
get
hear
a white
things.
Noise machine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't... That if you're a sensitive sleeper to like noise,
I am.
Get dark brown noise or white noise.
Yeah.
Zane is able to have full on parties in our house, and I can't hear a thing when white noise is playing.
Damn, that's
it
nice.
Is miraculous how much it works.
Are you talking about like a box fan?
I have this
like a little white
noise machine. It goes.
Oh.
It just makes that sound. You can't hear anything.
When I lived in college, though, I had a roommate like in the same room as me. And he would sometimes like be up in at night and I would be trying to sleep and I'm a super light sleeper and he'd be typing on his laptop. And I asked him like, hey, can you type quieter? So I totally relate to this. And I got ripped for like the next year. Like, oh, am I typing too loud for you, Shepherd? I do relate because when you're trying to sleep and someone's just making noise and you just hear like.
What time were they like doing it?
It like late, like 2 a.m.
Okay.
And it's like, I wanted to go to sleep and we're in the same room. Like we're this far apart.
Yeah. Dorms are tricky.
Like, hey, can you type a little quieter or like maybe go into a different room to type? And like he did, but I did feel like, ugh, I'm such a little fucking loser for doing this. So I recognize that this person who's trying to sleep, but like you have two separate rooms.
Do you not have a door? How are you able to hear this man
exactly.
typing?
That's what I'm
typing
saying.
Typing is insane.
I don't think there's anything wrong with their sleep schedules being different because like...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Even like when we lived together, like everyone had different sleep schedules, like Ariel was up earlier or whatever, and I just had a box fan and I just would drown it all out.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're the one that's like having a weirder sleep schedule, you should take it upon yourself to...
Yeah,
figure
also,
that
like,
out.
Not for nothing, but if it's a college situation, like you're there to go to school.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like the first person who's the one who's like getting up to like do homework and schoolwork and all of that is like, okay, well,
it's like that's what they
that's
should
what
be
he's literally paying to be there for.
And it's not, it doesn't sound like she's, you know, cracking pots and pans and like
totally.
Blasting
if she
music.
Was like, vacuuming, I'd be like, okay, maybe like wait until they're away.
Like she's doing what she's paying to
throwing
be there
a party
for.
Or something. Yeah. It's like,
just in. 8 in the morning? Yeah, no.
I mean,
that's,
yeah, no, that's...
Do you think he was, like, typing that out? Like, am I the asshole? His roommate was
turn
like...
Turn it down!
Yeah. That is very bizarre.
Also, typing...
The fact that this person is cognizant enough to do the quieter tasks first...
And be like, I'll wait until 10 in the morning.
Yeah, that's really late.
Yeah.
I just, like, how small is this, like, two-bedroom apartment
that's
where, like,
I'm
you
saying.
Can hear through the walls where you're not allowed to type until 10 a.m.?
That's what I'm saying. I think this person should talk to the roommate and be like, you should get a sleep, like, a box fan or something.
Do they sleep with their ear to the door with,
it's
like,
so
magnifying?
Weird.
I don't know. I'm a very light sleeper, but that white noise just, I don't wake up to shit.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm also wondering, like, why the roommate's getting home so late. like, are they working until 2 a.m. or, like, out partying? Because, like, if that's the other situation, it's like, okay, well, like, you chose to be out partying and, like, you can't get mad at your roommate for then doing something that, like, they're literally there to do.
Typing is not egregious either.
No, it's so weird.
Especially in, when you're not sharing the room, it's kind of like...
Yeah.
No, yeah, you're, like, living in an apartment.
Yeah, or just buy...
Like, if you share a room, it's a lot hairier.
Yeah, that's tough.
Sorry, I don't want to... Like, my roommate would print stuff at 6 a.m. and I'd be like...
Printing?
Print.
Well, they're going to class.
No, I know. And that's fine that she did that. I'm just saying it was so annoying sharing a space with different sleep.
Totally. Yeah. It's like... Oh, God, a printer
would
at 6
a.m. Would you have all your classes... Did you, like, pick classes that were later in the day?
I feel like half of mine were, like, 8 a.m. and half were, like, 11.
8 a.m. class?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I picked one 8 a.m. class. I dropped it the next week. There was no chance. All my classes started afternoon.
Especially in the winter.
Oh, my God.
Treacherous.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was in college when you can go to every class after 1 p.m.
Oh, no. I would want my day to be done so I could, like, go out and drink. I don't want to be in class until 5. I did have one night class 1 year, though. Aviation.
Aviation? What?
Yeah. Can you fly a plane?
Wait, what?
Okay, Amelia Earhart.
Aaron Earhart.
No, it was just, like, an easy course. I was like, I'll do it.
Wait, what does that mean? What is aviation class?
Aviation. Like, you literally take it. It's like an intro to aviation so that, like, people who take it learn about the history of aviation, like how planes work, and then, like,
they go on to be pilots
to fly planes.
Okay. That's so sick.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
It was an hour and a half. Oh my God, it was treacherous.
It didn't help your flight anxiety.
Oh, I never paid attention.
Oh, okay.
You didn't learn about aerialation and yaw and
couldn't tell you. I probably literally went to, it was like a 5 p.m. class. I probably went with, like, a mixed drink.
I think there was one semester where
I started drinking for the day.
Yeah.
I think there was one semester I went only to the very first class of each class that I had. And then I went to the final and that was it. I didn't go to one class.
Did you pass? Hey,
yeah.
Nice.
I think you're the asshole in that situation.
Why?
Go to class.
And you passed?
Yeah, I did well. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But just, like, I think that's just skipping out on just, like, a whole class sometimes, I think, is just, like, maybe one class, but I don't know. I'm really disappointed.
What class was it?
See me after class.
What class was it?
Couldn't tell you. Couldn't remember.
Okay. Oh, wait. Is it your turn?
I just showed my turn.
Okay. Here's my next one. Am I the asshole for not wiping my niece's butt? So I, male, 18, frequently babysit.
Sorry, what did you search for this one?
Actually, wiping. Yeah, because I was, like, thinking of asshole, and I was just, like, wiping. Like, and this came up, and I was like, this is actually
a really good one.
Okay, sorry to interrupt.
Because this one, I was like, I'm kind of conflicted on it.
Yeah.
So I, male, 18, frequently babysit for my older sister, female, 27, who has two twin children, another twins, 5 female and male. Last week, I babysat around from 8 till 7 p.m., 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Everything was going smoothly and the kids were well behaved as usual. However, at around 5 p.m., my niece starts yelling for me from the bathroom. I ask her what's wrong and she's asking me if I can wipe her butt. I ask her why she wants me to wipe her butt and she says that sometimes mom wipes her butt and she wants me to do it. I told her no and said to her that she needs to wipe it herself this time. She started crying and said that she wants mom. I told my niece she needs to wipe her own butt and that she's more than capable of doing it. Eventually, my niece came out of the bathroom and we didn't discuss this again. Well, when my sister came home, it turns out my niece decided that not wiping and leaving turd crumbs in her underwear was the better option. So my sister got really pissed and asked me why I thought it was okay to leave my niece sitting in her own poop. I told her that my niece is not a baby and more than capable of wiping her own butt. My sister said that's irrelevant and that my niece is still a child and I was being negligent. I feel like my sister is being unreasonable as I didn't feel comfortable wiping my niece's butt, nor did I feel comfortable checking her underwear for poop. My sister said I'm being difficult and I said, if I'm going to be that way, I shouldn't babysit again. My parents still think that my sister is right and that I was being silly for refusing to wipe her butt. However, I still think this whole situation is ridiculous and it shouldn't be a huge deal.
How old
deal.
Is the niece?
I
was just going to ask.
7.
You. Years old?
No, 5. 5. Whoa.
I guess I don't know
that's
at
like
that
right
age.
Right on
that's
the cutoff,
like...
I feel like.
Yeah.
And it's how old little... is the babysitter or the...
God. 18. An 18-year-old boy wiping a 5-year-old girl's butt seems...
It's tough because I agree with that. But at the same time, if you're hired to take care of the child, you're babysitting.
You're the uncle, right? Like, it's his niece.
I mean, this is really tough.
Like, if it were me, I would just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I understand. But
the thing is, it's like, I would do it. This sounds weird.
Yeah.
For it being like a little girl.
Yeah, it's weird.
And being a guy, it's like, weird. No, if it was like a boy and it was like five and it was like, and if you knew the situation about it, you'd be like, okay, let's get this done.
But it's also your niece. It's your blood relative.
And you're watching them unsupervised.
Yeah.
I mean, you're also a babysitter. I think like poop adjacent stuff is just kind of mandatory if you're going to babysit someone.
Yeah.
I think you have to also have those types of conversations with the...
Like, can they wipe? Can they brush their teeth?
Can they do that stuff? When is it... It's more should have been a conversation. Now that I'm hearing this story, if I'm ever having to take care of a kid, I need to be like, what are you expecting me to
do? What's the poop situation?
Yeah.
I think it's different too if like this, I know this kid was young, but if he like had his own children, it would maybe be a little different because they're used to doing stuff like that. But
5 years old though, here's why I kind of do agree with him is this little girl said sometimes. So that means that like she is capable of doing it. It's not like this girl has never done it before and now it's the change where she's no longer whatever. Like she has experience. So, and he's an 18-year-old dude. Like, he's also a fucking idiot also. If you're an 18-year-old boy.
Technically an adult.
Yeah, but.
Who's in the care, like, taking care of children.
I think he should not be in the position of babysitting.
Yeah, it's also. Okay, here's what I think could have been better. Because I agree with the sister, like, it is a little negligent. Like, to just assume that the kid's going to do it. And then they're walking around in shitty underwear for a few
hours.
Well,
yeah, that's insane.
Like, he should have been like, okay, well, I'm not your mom. And I think that, like, this time you can wipe yourself. And he should have made sure.
Yeah.
Like, that they sure did from, it. Like, the door being like, okay, do it. Yes. No, I'm not letting you out of this bathroom until you wipe your own butt. Like, in a mature, like, way of, like,
100%. You know. I don't think he should have ever left the kid alone to, like, just
figure it out.
Yeah. And he should have made sure that if he wasn't going to do it, that the kid did it so that he wasn't sitting in poopy underwear all day.
He just put toilet paper on a stick from very far, away. I was like, okay, turn around.
Okay. Just get a bidet.
Yeah.
He should bring a bidet next time.
Yeah.
What is the top? I'm curious what the top comment says.
I know. That's so difficult.
I know. I screenshot them, so then I have to search
it. Yeah, it's basically like, if her mom sometimes wipes her butt, it means that she's sometimes capable of doing it herself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Therefore, she's perfectly capable of doing it. Five-year-old kids are already start school, and no one will be wiping their butts there. Huh. So on the other hand, why not just stop at babysitting?
If you're in school, then...
Teachers ain't wiping like kids' butts in school.
Huh? You're in, like, kindergarten.
Yeah,
you're
but not... still, you if you go to school, you have to wipe your own butt.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, some kids, like, develop in different ways than others, and, like, who knows? Like, maybe this kid has, like, a... developmental delay
and possible.
Like can't do that but like obviously I don't think that's the situation but like I just think that if you're the person in care of a child you're the one responsible for making sure that they're taken care of.
I agree with that.
Why have those conversations before though I still as an 18-year-old kid and you would not just the idea of like touching a child in that like it's area weird. It makes you be like is this okay like I would have to like call and be like yo.
Well, that's the other thing is I was just going to ask, did he try calling her?
That wasn't mentioned in the...
Yeah, like that could have been another thing. Mm-hmm. And then like he could have put the mom on the phone and the mom could have been like, listen, honey, like he's not going to wipe your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It like, sounds like other options bad planning, to be bad communication.
Yeah. Like I started babysitting when I was like 16. And if this had happened to me, like obviously like I would have done one of the things that I have suggested, but like... I was responsible for the children and like that was his role in the situation and he didn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is why girls should be babysitters. He's just better at this kind of stuff. We're all overthinking it.
Yeah, men are dumb.
Yeah.
And we're not as like creepy. With, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, but it's also like your niece and like, it's like.
It is. Yeah, it is your family. It's like your sister's kid.
Yeah. You've known since was a literal baby. Yeah. And like you've probably changed their diaper. I get like obviously when they get older it gets like a little like weirder.
Yeah.
But he also still is also a teenager.
Yeah.
Like he's just some punk teenage kid.
He's 18.
I know, but like
kid.
I know. Well, you don't know that he's a punk.
I think all 18 year old.
What if he in his life is like, I want to take care of children
he and just,
like
clearly that's not he's that's not no, his I calling.
Know, but, like I don't know. I just think like if someone how long are they there for? Like 8 hours almost?
Yeah, it was
like
a full day.
If you think someone's responsible enough to care for your kids, like they're probably responsible enough.
Yeah.
To figure out how to get them to fucking wipe their ass.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Oh, hold on. Let me take a sip.
When I was in elementary school, I was peeing and I was wearing a dress and the dress had like a thing around it that you tie in the back, like as a bow. And that string thing was in the toilet while I was peeing.
Oh no.
And I stood up and I just felt the wetness of it.
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
Well, guess this is my day. I just tied it up, continued my day.
Oh yeah, you didn't tell anyone about the peebo.
No, I just had a peebo on my back.
Okay. Am I the asshole for wanting to postpone my wedding until my fiance gets rid of his braces? My fiance, 25 male, has braces. He refused to get them when he was a child/teen because he feared people would make fun of him, but he finally accepted to get them after the dentist told him clearly that it wouldn't be it wouldn't be recommended to replace his extracted teeth till he fixes his crooked ones. The issue is that our wedding was supposed to be coming up soon, but now I plan to postpone till my fiance gets rid of his braces. I have nothing against him wearing braces. I even encouraged him to get them to finally fix his bad teeth. But did you ever see a groom wearing braces at his wedding photos? I don't think so. I thought my fiance would be understanding, but instead he got mad at me and accused me of being ashamed with him. That's obviously not true. I just want our wedding photos to be aesthetically pleasing as possible, and that's why I want to postpone our wedding till
just his
braces
come off. Just the
glare
in every photo.
How long is the... Oh, wait, is it still going? Sorry.
I always told him he could have avoided all this if he got invisible braces, but he said these were much more expensive and wanted to save money specifically for our wedding and honeymoon and didn't think his fiance would be so shallow to care about it.
Aww.
He ended up saying that if I postpone the wedding now, I might as well just call it off altogether, which I think is incredibly unfair of him to do. I should have insisted on this issue. Maybe I should have insisted on this issue either. I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
I don't know. Am I the asshole?
I don't know.
How to say how much longer the braces will be on for?
No. But like to me that doesn't matter.
Yeah, like even if you're postponing it by a month. Like this whole concept of postponing
a wedding. Braces? Also, like, yes, people with braces get married all the time. What are you saying?
Yeah.
I think that's so fucked up.
Yeah,
in my
she
opinion.
Sounds a little.
Because, okay, think about it. Like, when you're married, something happens to you, and then it's like, oh, I don't want to bring you to dinner because you have a cast on your arm. Like, it's just like fucking weird.
Yeah, it sounds like this woman is not in it in it to win it.
You care more about what the photos of your wedding look like than like
the feelings of your partner.
Yeah. So crazy to
me. And this guy sounds so nice, too, that he got shittier, uglier braces so they can save money. Like, and she's just like, ew, you're ugly. I don't want you in the photos.
Yeah. Also, like, not for nothing, postponing a wedding is extremely difficult. Yeah. I've done it 3 times. because TJ had braces.
Okay, maybe I have a hot take here, but I feel like I have to say it.
Okay.
I think postponing the wedding is a lot. I don't really agree with that. But I do understand, like, the braces are temporary. Why not just wait to have the wedding until they're gone so you can have those memories and photos forever?
Ever heard of Photoshop?
Okay.
Sure, or also just not posing, like, full teeth.
Yeah.
Just
I mean,
in all of your photos.
Yeah, I don't think it's... I think it's rude of her, obviously.
Yeah.
But I do also, like, if I was planning a wedding and my significant other had braces, I'd be like, let's just wait till they're off so we can have these memories forever and... I don't know.
If they were on the same page.
Because the memories of you wearing braces are traumatizing.
No, but like the photos are just like, they're going to be different than what he looks like the rest of his life.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess.
If I was the groom, I would be thinking about my braces. Like,
you'd what?
If I was the groom, I'm going to wait till they're off if I had the braces.
But that's just like my opinion. I don't think that.
I think if I had them, I would wait. But I would never ask my partner
to be like,
hey, those are hideous. I don't want to remember you in braces for the rest of my life. So let's postpone it, especially when it's already a planned thing.
Yeah, since it's already planned.
Can I propose a different thought here? What if he wrote this and he was like, I have braces. I want to postpone the wedding. My significant other doesn't want to. She doesn't care about the photos. Is this guy the asshole?
To postpone the wedding?
Yeah, if he's like, I hate that I have braces. My significant
other
doesn't care.
I'd be like, well, you need to plan that better. Then you should have planned it better.
Well, like what if he got them because he got into a car accident?
If my wife had braces, though, and she wanted to postpone because she didn't want braces, I'd be like, absolutely, we'll postpone it. I want you to feel happiest at you being at your full form.
I agree with Matt.
Okay, that's
fair. Like, I'm what's weird is, like, maybe there's a bit of, like, a role reversal with a guy and a girl and the bride. It's more, I don't know.
Yeah, brides are more important at the wedding.
Yeah.
Well, I also, even, like, if it were the guy and he said that, I would think the same thing.
Right.
I would be like, I wouldn't want you to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right.
But I would never tell my partner that I'm uncomfortable with them looking the way they do.
Yeah. What if he just looks bizarre with this?
Yeah, like that. Especially because, like, he seems like he's, like, taking all these steps to make sure that, like, they can pay for the wedding, they can pay for the honeymoon, and, like,
yep.
To him, it doesn't matter. And so, like, I feel like to her, it shouldn't either.
The fact that it's already planned is just, like, okay, just... That's a lot to move it. And like you said, a car accident, like, obviously that's a whole different scenario. Where, like, it's like the same thing. If something happens and now you're in a wheelchair, it's like, obviously you're still going to have a wedding.
Or, like,
I didn't mean it like that. It
if
was
like he got a bad haircut and, like, had to shave his head and she's like, ew, let's wait till your hair grows out.
No, totally.
Like, that's a little.
It's like any. That's what I was trying to say with,
it's
like,
it's a physical thing.
Yeah.
I think that's, for me, the thing. It's like braces are so temporary. Like,
but so is the wedding. Like, the wedding's just one day.
Yeah, but those...
You're not getting married for the photo. Like, if you're...
I understand, I understand you're not getting married for the photo, and I don't believe, like, I would never get married for a photo, but those photos are your wedding photos, still.
Yeah, but the wedding photos matter so much less than the relationship you have with your significant other.
I agree.
Like, hey...
But I'm saying if it's important to her... I think she is an asshole.
Yeah.
Let's be clear.
I understand.
She just could have packaged it better. They could have had better communication as a couple. I think that they still need to do a lot of work, especially where I think towards
go
the
to
end.
Therapy.
No, towards the end where it was like, oh, thinking about just calling it off.
Was there that?
Yeah. And I'm like, all right, this relationship, her
also,
grammar is terrible.
Can't they just also take...
not be American or, like, speak English.
They could also just, like, when he gets the braces off, just do another photo shoot. Keep the dress,
100%.
Keep the suit. 100%. Go back to the venue and... just take another photo.
Yeah, Photoshop off braces.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, but
and it looks like
I don't know if my partner. I don't think his, like, whole, like, if you're gonna postpone it, like, let's just not get married. I think he's just coming from a place of, like, sincere hurt.
Yeah.
Especially after making these, like, sacrifices to, like, make this day for her so special and, like, make their honeymoon so special, and she's just like, well, you're too ugly to marry me right now, like. I would be really hurt too, and it probably was just in, like, a moment of thing.
This woman sucks.
Hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think he was, like, communicating poorly to her. I think he was communicating exactly how he feels.
Yeah.
Like, you don't love me enough the way I look right now to marry me. Like, you, and, like, that I think would be pretty hurtful.
Yeah, she's valuing the wrong things.
100%.
Bing, bing, bing.
Bing, bing, bing.
Okay. Next.
I love that jacket, by the way.
This?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Hello, I, 16 female, have an older brother. Oh, wait, sorry, this is the wrong one. Hold on.
Hello.
It's something Mike posted.
Okay, sorry. Am I the asshole for refusing to get on a flight? My boyfriend's parents paid for the flights, and my boyfriend's siblings and their significant others all got on a flight to Cabo for spring break. This is a little bit hard to read, like, it's not grammatically correct, so I'll just get through it. But his mom hasn't seemed to like me for some reason. She always makes snide remarks about my parents having blue-collar jobs and that my field is in nursing. When we get to the airport, 7 other people got first-class tickets, and I got a coach ticket. She told me I was used to it, and the coach ticket was free, so I should be grateful that I even got to go. They did their express check-in and left me in the long line for me to think about what the heck is going on. I had to keep from crying the whole time in line. I got up to the counter, and there was a baggage fee for me that I had to pay. My boyfriend at the time never once helped me through the coach line or said anything to his mom. I looked over at his mom's smug face as I was about to pay for the checked bag fee, and I let all of my frustrations out on the flight attendant and started crying. Basically, she said, don't go with that family, sweetie. They don't appreciate you. I continued to cry.
That part never happened. Keep going. Sorry.
That.
I was like, she did not.
Just like Mike never met Lady Gaga.
Yeah, sorry. This is...
I continued to cry and took my luggage and got out of line with the super sweet check-in woman. I was so upset on how I was treated and started crying on my boyfriend at the airport about how his mother is treating me. I broke up with him in the airport and his mother was so embarrassed. I told her what a bitch she was. My boyfriend has been blowing up my phone after saying, how could I do that to his mother and just back out of vacation at the last minute and waste everyone's time and money.
Everybody had first class. She is the asshole.
This girl sounds insanely difficult and is painting herself like a victim.
Okay.
Are you fucking kidding me?
All the siblings and their significant others got first class tickets. The mother paid for everything.
Think about your family. If they did this to Patricia? Kevin, his fiance.
How long have they been dating?
It didn't say.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Matt, but just listen.
For me, though, if I was her, I'd be grateful I'm getting a free ticket.
No, that's wrong. She literally treated her like a scene
in the airport. You're breaking up with your boyfriend at the airport.
It seems like that was her tipping point. This mother has been like so mean to her. And then for her to be like, you're sitting in the basic economy because you're used to it.
And her boyfriend isn't sticking
up for her. I doubt the mom even said that. This girl seems like a liar. We have to go with what this says.
You also called him a liar, and he has like video proof.
A picture.
I have a video. I showed it to you before. Imagine you go with, let's not put Patricia's name on it, but let's say you were with our friend group. Yeah, you're with a significant other, right? You're dating this girl, and the mom's parents.
It's weird as I don't think about it as. Me.
Yeah, think about it as you. You get on it. I'm thinking about it as the girl. Let's say it's Patricia. Okay, Patricia's parents are like, hey, we're going to take you all on a trip to Cabo. Meet us at the airport. You get to the airport. Kevin gets to the airport. Patricia's brother, all their significant others.
How long have I been with?
Okay, let's call it six months. You get to the airport. They all have first class priority check-in. They give you your ticket. It says coach. Patricia doesn't wait in line with you. You get up to the front. There's a check bag fee. You have to pay the check bag fee. They all already checked in. They don't give a fuck about you. And you're the only one with a coach ticket.
And they were like, well, you're used to it.
And they say you're used to it because your parents are poor. Because
you're a pavo bitch.
And your parents are blue collar and you're a nurse.
And you're a nurse.
And so you should be used to it and also be grateful that you're coming with
us. It's truly not about the coach versus first class, in my opinion.
I guess for me, I just have such a bullshit detector. And when I can tell how someone's typing or arguing something, I'm like,
you think
that,
I don't think the mom ever said it.
Dude,
people are so mean and abusive.
Then I take it all back.
You don't have to take it back.
it blows my mind that you could even see that this girl is not clearly just being abused by this family. Seven first class tickets and you're used to it because you're a nurse.
Like you're the only one singled out.
Oh,
I guess it's just like I refuse to believe that was real because it does sound really cruel.
No, you're refusing to believe. Okay, so what is the actual version of this? If you think this girl's being dramatic, what do you think actually happened?
I think that her and her boyfriend had been dating for a long time, that the family did have this planned and she wasn't originally included in on the trip. And then they were like, oh, well, we did get an extra coach ticket. If she wants to come, she can. She's just not going to be in the first class like we had already paid for. Because first class is a limited amount of seats. Not everybody can sit in first class.
He's making a point. If they had this planned and there was no more first class seats.
That's a different story. Maybe all the other couples.
All the other couples. The thing is like, if I went on a trip with Patricia's family and they're paying for the
situation,
full,
she's
but we don't
the
know.
Asshole.
But we don't know. She might have just not revealed that. We don't know.
But the thing is, we have to go off of what it says.
We're not like... Deep diving into the other potential things that this person could have actually said.
Oh, it would have been fine. The thing is, don't refuse to get on the flight and make a damn scene in an airport.
Well, she broke up with you. You're being nuts.
Take the ticket and have a conversation with your boyfriend going, thank you for the trip. This isn't going to work out. But for you to make a whole scene, and then now you have to pay for a whole ticket. You're in Cabo, for Christ's sake.
But like, why would you want to go on vacation with all these people who are like, you're used to it.
This is on the flight back home,
To the trip. The beginning of the trip, you show up.
I think it was like,
are they paying for her hotel room? Is she paying for the hotel? Wait, why are you making it seem like I'm an asshole?
You're not an asshole. You're asking so many details we don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. The way I just get a read on it, I think this girl seems a little unhinged.
Like what Matt's saying, based on what she writes, could be true. He doesn't believe her. No, all of it could be true. This story, 100%. The way that she sees it is like they all got first class tickets, but it could be they've been dating for a month. The boyfriend was like, please, mom, that's not how it is presented to us. Right, but Matt's saying she's presenting it obviously in a way that makes her look normal.
We could say that about any of the things that we
had. I don't know. There's a lot of perspective on this one.
The mother-in-law? doing the pregnancy test.
I would love to hear a devil's advocate.
Just think it could be like any, like you could do that with any story. You could just be like, oh, this person's bad. You just don't want to believe that because it's so terrible.
Yeah, I think obviously any of these could be made up or like stretching the truth, but like for Aaron and I, when we do these, we just like take it for what it is and just talk about like who would be the asshole only. In this situation.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
No, you have to apologize.
Have to be sorry.
I just think this girl has like a chip on her shoulder and seems really insecure.
That's fair. No, that's your opinion.
If I showed up to an airport and everyone else had first class seats and they were like,
yeah,
well, you're used to it because you're a nurse and your parents are blue collar, I'd be like,
no, it's literal like cool. Verbal abuse. Like,
yeah, it's abusive.
It seems like she had like she cried to the like checking in her bag.
Honey, don't kill these people. That never happened.
It
happened in this story. She went up to the front.
That's like too logical.
I know.
Okay, but it's also I'm like, sorry. Now I feel like I'm going to get attacked in like the comments and stuff. So
what? You're not.
No, I think you're adding a good. I feel like a lot of people probably do this when they read them too.
100%.
Yeah. Nothing you're saying is bad. It's just we're having a discussion.
We
about
actually
it.
Have the girl discourse. Here. Amanda, can you come in? And
tell her to her face it didn't happen.
Okay. My opinion. You know, I think I'm.
You wouldn't.
Be the wrong.
You wouldn't be pissed off if you showed up and seven people had first class tickets and you were in coach.
You absolutely would. I can hear you.
Family.
No, I can literally hear
Patricia's
you.
Patricia's family bought everyone tickets.
You're engaged to Patricia.
Yeah, you're engaged. And you got, and they were like, well, you're used to it because you don't come from
money. I guess I'd be a
money.
Little jealous if like Patricia's brother had, like if Patricia and I were married and Patricia's younger brother just started dating a girl and she got the first class ticket and I didn't get included on that
and
I'm Patricia's husband.
Yeah, so
but
imagine
I'm also
that.
A guy where like, I'm easygoing. I don't give a shit about first class.
I can literally hear you being upset about this. Girl, I know that I know for a fact this would bother you.
Over first class, it's like being the line leader. We're all going to the same place. Oh,
it's a different experience.
You're gonna have a glass of champagne and a hot towel.
But it's not about first class. It's about like including
you're not
everyone
included
but you.
With us here.
Because you didn't
you're
grow
just
up with
poor.
Money.
You do
you're
like,
used to
you're,
it.
You're an influencer. You don't really care. You don't have money. You don't know. We make real money. We're in business.
And also the thing is, if you really wouldn't care, like she obviously is having a problem with it.
She would care.
So that's, I know. But
we should do this to Matt.
No, I know.
When
I
we
know.
Book a trip somewhere.
I'm going to go to the next question because it just seems like I can't.
That's okay.
Matt, do you think we're like mad at you?
We're just discoursing.
A little bit. It seems a little heavy handed.
No, it's like a good convo. Just
I think it's a good conversation. I agree with you. I like that you're giving perspectives, but
totally.
Matt's leaving.
He's got to take a puff of his fake vape.
No, I'm hungry.
Oh, I know, me too.
I'm having some Soylent.
Well, we can be done.
Yeah,
it's been an hour.
Yeah, let's do.
No, I like doing these.
More.
I want more.
Come I mean,
on.
After
can
this,
we make
yeah.
me a little bit more rapid fire and not just harp on somebody for having an opinion?
No, okay. But that's the whole point. Is that
that's what makes it good, Matt.
Okay, if we
fine.
All agreed,
I'm gonna,
it'd be boring.
Am I the asshole that purposely disagree with Aaron?
Okay, here's another.
We all disagreed with you.
Okay, bye.
We should keep a tally of every time Matt's the asshole in this episode. Bing, bing.
Stop.
No, I don't think we should because I think it's triggering him.
I'm just joking.
You're not making this fun for me. I'll leave.
I will be done with this podcast.
Am I the asshole for walking out of my friend's podcast after they we were...
Okay, this is another roommate one.
Okay.
And it's actually in a dorm, so I didn't even realize I had multiple. Okay. Am I the asshole for eating canned sardines while living in a dorm? I like sardines, mainly because they're cheap and pretty healthy.
Same.
I get boneless and skinless, which smells less strongly than the other versions.
Mm.
I've lived in a dorm for 6 months. We have our own rooms and share a bathroom sink and garbage. Typically, I'll open the can in the bathroom, remove the fishes, clean the can with water, and clean the sink with soap, and then eat it in my own room. I have sardines about two times per week. I do not microwave them. 3 weeks ago, someone left a note to clean the can with soap, so I have been. Since then, about half the time that I eat them, someone, same person each time, will walk by the bathroom, which is not airtight, and loudly say that it smells like sardines with a tone I have to assume is negative. I honestly didn't realize it was so noticeable to some. I knew there was a trope that sardines are smelly, but I figured it was a cartoon thing. They have a smell, but in my experience, it's not stronger than other foods. Should I stop eating my sardines, save them for when I live elsewhere, since I've still got quite a few cans, or is it acceptable to eat them when others may smell it?
Okay, wait, I'm so confused about the living arrangement.
Okay, so...
I thought she was like, it's two bedrooms, but they share a bathroom.
Yes.
But then it seems like she's like, I don't know, like, who's smelling them.
I think when people said the same person who walks by the bathroom is like, smells like sardines.
It's that strong?
I guess. But I think that this person's doing like everything they can to not make it smell. Like they're washing the cans out.
Don't eat the sardines in your dorm.
Yeah.
Go down to the common areas.
Yeah.
Go somewhere else and eat your sardines. It's like smoking weed or something that has like a potent flavor.
Wait, but isn't the dorm her own room? Smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a shared space, the bathroom. Also, like,
don't eat them in the bathroom.
I feel like she needs to open it up in her bedroom.
Yeah, not the bathroom.
Maybe, like,
opening it up,
wrap
just
it up
release.
With a towel, wash it out in the sink, make sure it's all clean and not smelly.
But I don't just think go down and eat the sardines and throw them away.
Yeah, but people will get mad if you're eating them in the open space.
No,
in a dining hall,
like a dining hall or like in the lounge area. But I think the problem is the second you open the sardines, that's what makes it smell.
Yeah, but it's in her bedroom, right?
Yeah, but I think
people aren't going into. They just smell it when they walk by the door.
She opens it in the bathroom.
What's her username?
Yeah, so
sardine
girl. I think, why don't you
sassy sardine girl? Yeah. What's up, guys? Sardine slut here.
Sardine slut.
I'm so confused about this living situation. Like, I feel like, okay, then just eat them in your open them in your bedroom so that the smell is contained to just your living quarters and
but
not
it's like
a
smoking
shared
weed.
Bathroom.
Like, if you smoke weed in your bedroom, it's still going to get out into the common areas. I think that's the issue is that it's like it's one of those things that's so potent.
Yeah.
Like even if you do,
I've never smelt a sardine.
It's just tough because,
but it's like asking
that's
someone
where you live too.
Yeah,
like you're also paying to live there.
Yeah,
like, we had a roommate that would microwave fish.
Yeah.
And we were just like, whatever.
That should be illegal. That is the worst fucking thing.
Yeah, we called the cops.
No, like, from the it would be like frozen fish in the freezer and she would put it in the microwave. But it's like, you can't be like, don't eat your fish.
Yeah, you can. You say, hey, fish does not go in the microwave. Ever.
No, because like if you're heating it up after it's like cooked the next day.
I'm an anchovy guy, but I'm private about it. Very, very private.
I guess
anchovies are different from sardines, I think.
I'm confused
Same
because
family.
She opens it in the shared bathroom.
Yeah.
Cleans it out.
But
and then goes into a room to eat it.
Sardine juice like, in your vanity sink?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think just eat it in your bedroom.
Yeah, just do
if
everything in the bedroom.
Not eat it in public.
Here's what I would do. Do everything in the bedroom. Wrap it up in something. Take it out to the little like trash chute.
Or like a plastic ceiling in plastic.
Yeah.
You nasty.
And then it's maybe going to help a little bit. Obviously, it'll still smell.
Have
but it's
some
like
respect to the sardines.
But it's also like that's your space that you're living in.
Yeah.
I think the bathroom, since it's shared, is a little like, okay, well, don't do it there if other people are going to be
also,
in
why
it.
Are you opening food in a bathroom?
No, so weird.
Yeah. Probably to try and mask the smell. So she can clean it out immediately because she doesn't have a sink.
I try to be sensitive because, like, I don't know, like, what her culture is. Like, if that's, like, something that she eats. Because, like, obviously, if people are, like, eating foods that are, like, culturally.
She's from Sardinia.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Sardinia.
Sardinia. That was a bad joke.
Yeah.
I'll see myself out.
Okay.
Yeah. The door.
Take that with you.
All right, Matt, you want to do one more? One more?
Sure. This one, I felt like I kind of related to and I thought was interesting, but okay. Am I the asshole for taking an Uber to a wedding so I wouldn't be late? My sister got married last weekend. I flew into town and my parents insisted that I stay with them instead of a hotel like I wanted. My parents are consistently late for everything. I think it's a Latin thing. I hate being late. I think it's disrespectful. The wedding was at 2:30. My folks live about in half an hour from the church. Noon rolls up and my folks aren't even getting ready yet. They are adults and I'm over dealing with them. I get ready. I send for an Uber and I'm at the church for 2:00. I check in with my sister. She asked me if I had any problems getting my parents to church. I told her that I came by myself. This is weird. Oh, and said that I was responsible for getting. She said that I was responsible for getting them there on time. Well, nobody asked me to do that. I didn't even want to stay there. So now everyone starts calling my parents. They are getting ready. They were about 35 minutes late. The service was shortened because there was another wedding later that day. Everyone is still mad at me for not getting my parents there on time. My aunt said that I'm an asshole for messing up the timing of the wedding. My mom says it's my fault for not reminding them to get ready.
Absolutely.
Am I the one who thinks adults should be able to be on time for their own kid's wedding without help?
100%.
Why is this kid, or I don't know how old this person is.
How old are they?
Yeah, how old is this person talking?
They did not say.
Why is that person responsible for grown parents?
Yeah, you're an adult. Get yourself there on time. Blaming someone else is insane. And the fact that the other person got there, the person who wrote this got there on time, proves that these other people are the assholes.
Okay. While I agree.
Uh-oh.
I think it could have been as easy as just being like, hey guys, I'm getting ready for the wedding. Like, we gotta leave in 10 minutes.
It sounds
rather than just like getting ready and then like sneaking out.
Wait, did they sneak out? I missed that.
Well, he doesn't give any indication.
He just said
that
he got the Uber and then he left.
It might have been like one of his final. He's like, we're always late to fucking everything.
Yeah,
so I'm just going to do it myself.
I'm going to prove a point.
But it was his sister's wedding. It wasn't like someone else's wedding. He ended up making the whole wedding party late. Like, there's a bit of that where it was like, dude, risky move to do that.
Prove the point today.
Yeah.
Like, my parents, I can trust my dad can get an Uber and stuff like that. Some people's parents are like bad with technology and just don't understand like the timing of like doing that, and that sounds a little conniving if he knew that it was gonna be, I don't know. But then it's those moments, it's those days where you're just like, are you fucking kidding? We're late for this, the one fucking thing.
It doesn't seem like that happened though.
Is kind of what happened, where he was like, you guys are fucking pissing me off, this was, y'all were supposed to be ready on this time, I'm getting an Uber and I'm done.
I know,
this
I wish he had said that
day.
Though, because he just made it seem like I was getting ready and they weren't, so I called an Uber.
Yeah, and then they were like, hey, you here still? Hello?
Yeah. I guess that's how where I came in my head.
Did the parents drive?
No, I think they ended up having to get an Uber, right? Was that?
They didn't give all the info. I don't know. If it were me, believe me, I fucking hate it when people are late. Yeah. Like, I would do this on like any other day, but because it was like such a big event, I would have literally just been like, okay, get your shit together. We got to get to her wedding. And if for some reason they were just like dragging along, like not doing it, I'd be like, okay, I'm going now. I'll call you an Uber and you come this time.
Yeah. You know what I can't stand when someone's late is like when you're like, we're late, and they're like, can you just chill out, like getting in a car, like 15 minutes late to getting in a car, and someone's like, and they're like,
I have to do this.
Can you chill out? Okay,
I'm not the wrong one here.
You will never catch me telling somebody
to chill out
when I'm late to chill out. Like never would I ever do that. I don't get people who do that to people. I don't know.
That's why they're always late. Because they don't care. I hate that.
Unbelievable. I know. I wish I could talk some smack about being late.
Go for it.
We got lunch break. We can chat it all away.
I think what I was thinking about this too, just I guess in summary, with a lot of these, I spent way too much time reading these because they were so fun to read. If the person who writes this feels bad, they are not the asshole. If the person who writes this is talking about someone else feeling bad, then they are the asshole. Like, I feel like that's always what I've seen, like, it comes down to. So, like, for example, if you're, like, the roommate who's trying to be quiet, her concern is, like, does this other person... I feel bad because I may be hurting this other person and I feel bad about it, not the asshole. But, like, someone's like, well, my husband doesn't want me to... My husband doesn't want to postpone the wedding because of his braces. That person's the asshole.
What about the girl who got off the plane? Did she feel bad?
That she's asking if she's the asshole because she felt bad.
Oh, I didn't know that she felt bad.
Well, I think why you're asking if I'm the asshole. Like, am I the asshole because I feel bad
but
about
everyone
this?
Everyone asks if they're the asshole. And a lot of the people don't have the awareness to know that they are. And that they do, like, terrible stuff.
Yeah, but I'm saying the way that they know it is, like, is this story about you making someone else feel bad? Or is it about you feeling bad and wondering if you're actually a bad person?
Okay.
That's what my conclusion for this was.
Mm.
But
what if the roommate noise one was like, so every morning at 6 a.m. I vacuum and I do all blah, blah, blah for 3 hours and I feel bad. Am I the asshole? It's like, well, yeah, you're an asshole.
Oh, you know I guess I mean? I haven't really come across, like, but then I feel like someone that is that self-aware wouldn't be writing this on the subreddit.
You'd be surprised.
I know.
Yeah, it's a lot.
All right, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Was it fun? I feel
like.
Are
we the asshole?
We're all definitely assholes.
We can start writing some down. We'll do a personal anecdotal. Oh, and
am I the asshole? Am I the asshole because I lied about a Lady Gaga story for a decade?
A decade?
This is how it all comes out. I knew it!
Oh, boy.
You just hired an impersonator to be in that photo.
No.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode, hearing us weigh in on these people and their predicaments and their scenarios. If you have loved this episode, be sure to check out all of our other episodes. We had our first, well, it wasn't our first guest episode. Was it?
Yeah.
Well, we had on.
We had Connor, but that was like a, on.
That's not really a special feature.
Yeah.
That's just like a replacement episode.
We had a great episode with Miss Claudia Oshry.
Oh,
I get it wrong every time. Sorry, Claudia. Girl with no job. It was
everyone
a great,
said that to her.
Fun episode. Comment down below who you would also like to see as a guest on this show, and we might have them. And hope you're having a great start to the new year. Much love.
Bye.